deaths from motor vehicles, they're actually down from last year, but they still do occur. So the cheap advice we try to give everyone is don't leave valuables in your car. Don't leave your car unlocked because it's not really like a secure place like a house. So the thing I say is valuables would be like money, electronics, and guns. We have had a little rash of guns being taken out of unlocked cars during the overnight hours, and that's a little troubling. So
yeah, absolutely. And even if you have your gun concealed, they're rummaging through your car more than likely, and they're going to find it. So it's just not a good idea to leave it unlocked inside your car, correct?
That's correct. If you feel it's important to carry a gun around with you, then go ahead and take the time to carry it back in the house with you when you're done. So
no doubt about it. Can we go over some of those numbers from 2019 compared to this year? You said that they were down, correct?
They are down some. Yeah, so I just real quick looked. These are unofficial, but from October 1st through December 11th of last year compared to this year. And last year we had 104 burglaries and stealings. I just clumped them all together. And this year we've had 82 in that same time frame. So it's down, what, ballpark 20%. Now, the majority of those, probably 75%, are shopliftings from various stores. But still, we don't want that either. But yeah. So,
any tips for folks? I know that we've been staying at home a lot in 2020, but folks may travel out for Christmas, may go somewhere for a while out of town. Tips about keeping your home safe whenever you do that?
Most assuredly. And actually, we did recently have a burglary that, as it turned out, the reason the person hit it is they could tell someone was not around. So the old advice is still the best, that if you're going to be out of town, well, number one, lock the house up. Number two, have someone come and check on it. Collect the mail, newspapers, if you do that. Maybe turn lights off and on. But mostly having someone just kind of watching is pretty important, so they can give us a call if someone's around that shouldn't be. And you know, last year or maybe 2 years ago, cameras kind of Ring, not to name a brand, but you know, doorbell cameras, whatever, became very popular. Those are still a viable option if you want to keep your eyes on stuff. So
no doubt about it. Now, if folks are going out of town, can they contact public safety and say, will you have an officer go around and just do a check on my house during their regular patrol?
We do. We have vacation home lists, which people still call and use. We never like to commit that we're always going to be in the right place at the right time, but it is another set of eyes and another bit of awareness that someone can put out there. Sure.
All right. Anything else that you want to add this morning? Everything going well over at Public Safety?
Yeah, everything's going okay. I think this has been an odd year. We'd love to end it safely. So that would include shopping, online shopping, you know, watch giving out personal identifiers and use whatever security devices or security measures your devices have or your networks have. And then, yeah, really just kind of look out for each other, look out for the town. If you see something that doesn't seem right, feel free to give us a call. We may not be able to always solve it immediately, but that's how we all get things resolved.
Sure, and now that you brought up the online scams, the phone scams too, I know that was a big thing about a week ago or so, Social Security phone scam that was going around. Those continue to be a nuisance, if you will.
Most assuredly. You know, scams, it's funny to watch. They tend to come in waves in areas. I don't know if that's when the computers just kind of kick up the right phone numbers, But yeah, you know, all those same rules do apply. Don't give out personal identifiers, and no legitimate business is going to need payment through a money card. And then that old, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. You know, there's very rarely just free money out there floating around.
Sure. I know a Netflix scam was going around recently that, you know, my mom was like, I paid that Netflix, you know,
is that
bill.
Right?
But now I'm getting a notice that I haven't. But, they can get you on almost anything.
Sure. Yeah, that's what they do. That's how they make their money, right? They just kind of, whatever's popular at the time, wherever they can set someone kind of in a little panic, with important stuff. So right now, streaming probably is very important. So, they can get you in a panic that you're going to lose your Netflix and make you make a not as wise decision. So
nobody wants to miss out on rewatching The Tiger King. That's for sure. But well, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No problem.
Thank you so much for your service, and thanks for stopping by.
All right.